Let's get back to mistake number two that veterans make in transitioning. Lack of homework. Transitioning sounds like it's something we should focus on in our last 3 to 6, 12 months of service. The truth is, transitioning is something we have to focus on from the first day we join. That decision to opt into blended retirement, the percentage of income you put towards your blended retirement plan, that's a transition decision. Your choice of specialty, your choice of duty station, all that factors into life after or beyond the uniform. If you know one of the rules of marksmanship, know your target and know what's beyond your target. It's the same thing that comes to us when we talk about transitioning is the conversation doesn't really happen when we're ready to get out. The conversation happens months and years before we're ready to get out. When we make the choice, if we haven't taken the work beforehand to get ready, if we haven't created a template resume, if we haven't started translating our military stories for civilian audiences, if we haven't built that civilian network, if we're not connected to recruiters, if we're not clear about the triangulation of stuff we want to do after the uniform, if we don't even have clarity about the path we want for transitioning, and you know I talk about the six paths of transition, then all that homework becomes the same homework we're doing while we're on the hunt, while we're on the search. And that compounds our effort. We've already got a limited amount of time. We already have our terminal leave, which we should be focused on receiving offers. That we're now we're building our network and building our resume to get the offers, because we're kind of behind the clock. So lack of homework is a huge burden because the homework doesn't recede the closer you get to get out. It actually compounds and grows the closer you get to get out. If you think it's going to take you 6 months to transition, then truthfully you need to be planned for 10 to 12 months of transitioning. You know, we talk about the three transition ratios. Every $10,000 you want to make, that's a month of active job searching. We know that employers will not really tender an offer to a veteran who's not within 90 days of their separation date or their retirement date. And it's the same in federal jobs. If you can't get a federal job offer, a federal civilian offer, unless you already had that resignation or retirement letter on file. We want to be in a position where we can start receiving those offers 90 days out, not trying to get those offers 90 days out. And it's a huge change of stance. We want to be able to, every time we do an evaluation, every year that we're in the uniform, we could tell one or two stories about that last evaluation period, about that last marking period, about that last deployment, that are going to help us make a great landing after the uniform, depending on what transition path you want to take. And I'm really focused right now about that employment transition path. Homework is something we have to do while we're not even thinking about transitioning, while we're still deep in the uniform. Homework is a cycle, just like we have the cycle of campaign and garrison. There's a cycle where you do heavy homework, where it's meeting with recruiters, updating your resume, getting certifications. And then there's that low side of the cycle where you're actually on the campaign, you're on the deployment, you're doing the king's business, and you don't have opportunity, connectivity, or bandwidth yourself to work on those tasks. The challenge is, just like we know in uniform to promote our advance, it's the same thing for transitioning. You're essentially promoting and advancing into a different culture, into a different environment, and into a completely different service. If employment's your path, if entrepreneurship's your path, you've got to work on it every day, bit by bit, block by block, building that business. If it's expression or estate, you know, if it's family, you don't just bunch up all your family tasks to your last 3 to 5 years of service. You do something with the family every day, iteratively, continuously, and continually. What you do for the family is what you should do for yourself to get the homework right for transitioning out of the uniform.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.